بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے کہ اگر بنی آدم کے تمام اعمال نیک ہو تو تکبر انہیں ہلاک کر دیتا، مگر اللہ تعالیٰ نے اپنی رحمت سے ان کو اپنے نقائص دیکھنے میں مبتلا کر رکھا ہے. حضرت حسن بصری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے that if a person sees all his deeds, entire lifetime of deeds, are deeds of virtue, amal saliha, he does nothing but good deeds, but he has takabur, pride, despise of others, arrogance, believing himself to be superior, better than others, then that takabur, it will destroy all his good deeds, not a single of his deeds will be acceptable unto by Allah Ta'ala if he has takabur. And the best example for this is Shaitan. Thousands of years he had devoted to ibadah, thousands of years in every level of the heavens, in every asman, he had spent thousands of years in a variety of forms, but in sajda, in ruku, in zikrullah. But the takabur, that one ill sickness of his takabur, had destroyed all his good deeds, and he was converted into a shaitan from such a great pious buzruk being that he was. He was converted into a shaitan because of takabur. Takabur is a It's the worst evil that is in the heart of insan, is takabbur. To despise others, to think highly of yourself, that is one of the first stage of takabbur. It is called ujub. In ujub, you are vain, you think highly of yourself, but you do not despise others, but slowly, gradually, that ujub then it becomes now takabur, where you will despise others. You will see their faults. You will be concerned with the sins and the faults of others, and you will become blind to your own faults. Once Hazrat Ibrahim Adham rahmatullah alayhi, on a journey, going for Hajj on foot. And those days, the only travel on foot, through the deserts, the wilderness, forests, over the mountains, take them months and months to reach Makkah Mukarramah. So one night, it was a very stormy night, and the rain was pouring. So he took refuge in a cave. This cave in the mountain. He went into the cave. It was in pitch darkness. So in near tahajjud time, he got up, performed tahajjud, and fajr time, then he gave azan, and then you could make out now for the time there was a lion in this cave also nearby, sitting there. So he continued with his salat, he completed his salat, and as he was about to leave the cave, the lion spoke. Allah Ta'ala ordered the lion to speak. Allah Ta'ala, he makes the tarbiyat, the ta'ali, and gives ta'alim to his great awliya in a variety of ways. Hazrat Ibrahim Adham Rahman was a very great wali of Allah Ta'ala. There was no sheikh to give him any ta'alim if there's any fault in him. So this lion, Allah Ta'ala, put it, inspired this lion now to speak. The lion spoke and he said, "Oh Ibrahim, I know well, understand, for 3 days I have not eaten. I did not have a morsel of food for 3 days and I'm hungry. Oh, there's only one thing that prevented me from eating you, and that is the right of the mehman, of the guest. You are a visitor, a guest here by me. In my home here, this cave is my home. And you are a visitor, a stranger. So in to honor a stranger, it is the haq of the mehman, of the stranger. Yes, I have not killed you and not made a morsel of you. That is the only reason. Now he's telling us, Ibrahim, Adam, it's not because you're a buzruk and you're a great holy person, you're a great sheikh, for that reason I did not eat you. I would have ate you also. So when you leave here, when you go out, don't be proud, don't have developed ujub in you. And don't tell the people, and be proud and say that I was with a lion also, and the lion couldn't do me anything. This is telling, giving Hazrat Ibrahim Adam a lesson in takabbur, in ujub, that you must be careful. Don't allow any pride to develop in you because you sat with a lion and the lion did not do you anything. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi says that this pride will destroy all the good deeds of a person. But Allah Ta'ala, in His merciful, in His mercy, He has given the ability to people, especially to those whom He love, He gives them the ability to recognize their own deficiencies. Those people who have some akal and they understand the purpose of life, why we are in this dunya and where we are heading for, what they do, they understand their own weaknesses. And their gaze, their nazar, the gaze is always on, they focus on their own faults and deficiencies. And when the gaze is focused on one's own deficiencies and own weaknesses, then you will not worry about other people, what they do and their sins. Not concerned. You will not develop pride and you will not despise others when you see them committing sins. Ek dafa ek aadmi ne Ibrahim At-Taymi rahmatullahi se kaha, ey faqih, aap fana maamla mein kya kehte hain? Once a person says to Hazrat Ibrahim, great alim, great buzur, oh faqih, one great title, oh Fakir, what is your opinion in a certain matter? He asked, Masala, a fatwa. Ibrahim rahmatullahi alayhi ne jawab diya. Jis zamana mein faqir tha, wo zamana bahut bura hai. So Ibrahim rahmatullahi alayhi told him, at the time when I was a faqir, it was an evil time for me. You know what he's saying? That it was a time, perhaps he had ujub in him at that time. He had pride in him because of the flocking of the people coming to him. So he said, that was a very evil time. That, yeah, don't address me as a fa'am, as a fa'qib. Huzaifa al-Mar'ashi, Mar'ashi rahmatullahi farmate te, ke agar tujhe is baat ka dar na ho, ke Allah Ta'ala tujhe sab se afzal amal ke badle azab dega, to tu halak ho jaye. Hazrat Huzaifa al-Mu'ashir rahmatullahi alayhi says that if you do not have this fear in you, that Allah Ta'ala will punish me for the best of my good deeds. Yeah, so deficient is your best good deed. Leave alone your allergy and leave alone sins. He's speaking of a good amal of yours. If you don't have this fear that this amal of mine is being rejected by Allah Ta'ala, because he says, I am not fulfilling the adab of that amal, and I am not performing this act of ibadat to measure up to the standard of Allah, to Allah's greatness and such possible. So if you don't have that fear, then you must understand that you are destroyed. You are destroyed. This should be in your mind. That even for my good deeds, I can be punished if I do not perform those good deeds in a good manner. If I do not perform it properly, then I'll be punished even for that reason. You'll find always, it is the amal of the awliya. After the salat, after making namaz or any act of ibadah, immediately they will lapse into istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Because why they fear? The fear is uppermost in the mind that this act of mine has not been performed correctly, although I try, but it is not befitting for the majesty of Allah Ta'ala. For that reason they seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So this prayer should always be in a person. Do not have your focus on your good deeds, that I'm on your tahajjud and in your siraat and in your fasting and all your good deeds. Your focus should not be there on that. You must only understand that you do not know if Allah Ta'ala has accepted any of these deeds, has accepted him or has rejected him. That's why the awliya say, al-iman bayn al-khawf wa raja'a. That iman, it is suspended between fear and hope. No one knows what tomorrow will be.